One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Gender fluidity. The state of not identifying with a single gender and expressing an unfixed gender identity that is likely to shift and change depending on context. While some may consider gender fluidity to be a new concept, it has been found that on nearly every continent and for all of recorded history, thriving cultures have recognized and revered more than just two binary genders. While the gender binary is certainly well anchored within our social mores today, the characteristics associated with male and female genders have swapped so many times throughout history that it's surprising how adamantly we now argue that wigs, heels, makeup, and the color pink are reserved for women and girls, when all of these things were previously reserved only for men and boys. My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'm going to be sitting down with those who are gender fluid to learn the truth behind what is forcing many to reevaluate their idea of strict binary gender expression. Before we get into this long-lost gender fluid episode, I want to quickly explain why this episode in particular is only available here as a podcast with no accompanying video on YouTube. So after we shot this video early last year, pre-COVID, if you can imagine, these guests were actually with me in person. We had some technical difficulties with the video, and unfortunately we lost all the footage and we were absolutely devastated, but we were actually able to recover the audio, and I'm so happy we can finally release this wonderful episode for all your ears to enjoy. Without further ado, I spent a day with gender fluid people. Hey, Daya.
Hi.
Hey. Caitlin.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anthony.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming out and teaching me about the wondrous world of gender fluidity.
Of course, thanks for having me.
So what do you consider yourself, gender fluid, someone with no specific gender?
I would identify myself as gender fluid.
Yeah, more like gender fluid.
With gender fluidity, it's almost like saying that you are under a label that doesn't ascribe to a label, right?
So you have a label that says that it's not a label.
Yeah.
What does being gender fluid entail?
One day you can identify as being female, the next day you can identify as being male, mm-hmm. and other days you can identify as being both or neither.
Not getting caught up in the gender that you were born with. Myself being born a boy, mm-hmm. I try not to look at the world through that lens exclusively.
Feeling one day like a girl or feminine and then the other day like a boy, or sometimes it's both or nothing, or maybe just you're an alien that day and it's kind of everything.
So perhaps genderless sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
How long have you identified as gender fluid?
About 4 years.
I've been identifying myself as gender fluid for 4 years now.
People had said, oh, you're androgynous, before I ever knew what androgynous meant. Mm-hmm. And I looked that up and I was kind of taken back when I first saw it, because, you know, this was around middle high school. I didn't want to be seen as the queer kid, you know, because that kind of behavior is made fun of a lot in middle school, high school.
Was there a moment that you first realized that you might be gender fluid?
After I graduated high school, I kind of started to figure everything out. As I was growing up, I just figured out that I couldn't really just check one box. Like, because in high school, I actually thought that I was trans. The difference between like gender fluid and like being trans is that the feelings can shift and move and go away, come back.
Back in high school, the teacher used to do this thing where they would divide the class up into, you know, the boys group. The girls group.
They would always do that.
Always do that, yeah. One day, like, I realized that it made me feel really uncomfortable and dysphoric. And that's when I started thinking, like, oh, maybe I'm trans or maybe even like non-binary.
Right.
But it didn't feel like 100% right.
So some days splitting up the class might have felt okay to you while others did not?
Some days I would get like really bad dysphoria.
Yeah.
And other days I would just feel completely fine.
You're like, yes, the teacher did label me correctly.
Yeah.
Can you explain the difference between sex and gender for people who are confused?
Sex is your biological gender. Mm-hmm. So it's whether if you have an XY chromosome or an XX chromosome.
And gender would be how you express yourself within the world.
Do you openly tell people that you are gender fluid, or is that something that's kept more of a secret?
It's not something that I advertise. If you have to constantly tell people, it's almost like you're constantly telling yourself, which in a way feels a little bit more inauthentic.
You're just trying to affirm your own identity then.
Yeah.
I've been kind of close about it.
Yeah.
I don't even think a lot of my friends know that I identify as gender fluid.
Oh.
I actually was talking to a friend yesterday. Like, I've been friends with her for like almost 7 years.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone and I was like, yeah, I'm actually going on Anthony's show about being gender fluid. And she's like, wait.
She had no idea.
She had no idea.
So you like, that was your coming out yesterday with your friend?
So that was exciting.
So this is kind of your announcement to the world?
This is my announcement to the world.
Is there anything you would like to say to the world?
I'm gender fluid.
Before we learn more about the wondrous world of gender fluidity, I wanted to take a quick moment to acknowledge that this is yet another topic suggested by all of you. And really, I just want to thank you for your encouragement and your enthusiasm about exploring these types of subjects. And of course, I'd love to thank all the wonderful guests in this episode for sharing such open, honest, and vulnerable experiences with me. That's all I wanted to say. Now back to learning about the wondrous world of gender fluidity. Do people ever make you feel like gender fluidity is not valid?
Yeah, because when I was like feeling like I was trans, like I felt like I had to choose because I was being really thrown off by the fact that the feelings would just kind of go away. Like, trans people know that they're trans. Like, it's, you're trapped in a different body. And it wasn't like that for me, and I couldn't understand why.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not valid.
But you are valid.
Yeah.
Well, you're constantly being told that if you don't identify with one way, which is the norm, that you're not valid. We're constantly getting it hammered into our head every single day.
I'm just afraid that I'm misunderstanding my thoughts and feelings with something that's completely different. There are so many people on the internet that tells you that you can't go from a male brain to a female brain. It's hard. Like, I don't even understand it fully. What I do know is that, like, my gender dysphoria is very real.
Yeah.
And what I experience is very real.
How does your perception of yourself and others change when you are flowing between two different genders?
Thinking about fluidity itself, your identity could change given the circumstances. So there's some circumstances where people refer to me as he, some as she, some as they. I just kind of let it go how it is.
You don't get caught up in it.
I try not to.
It doesn't change. I like what society would consider male clothes. Like, I love comfortable clothes. I think guys' clothes are way more comfortable than
that's clear.
What society would consider
female
clothes.
I put on some girl pants the other day and those pockets aren't even
real. I know,
real.
The pockets.
I could fit just the tip in there.
I know,
and that was not how I like it.
You can't put anything in there.
I would rather go all the way in.
For sure, yeah, I feel you.
Do you have certain pronouns that you like to go by, or does that shift, or what is that like?
Maybe if I look like a boy that day, then you can call me he, but either like she or they or them is completely fine.
My pronouns are whatever you feel is fine, which doesn't make sense, right? I think for me, it makes me more uncomfortable when people are like, oh, like, what gender are you now? You know, it's like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, when people do ask, I just say, like, whatever comes to your head first, like when you look at me. And I don't expect you to like use the right pronouns, like, because obviously, like, it's fluid and it's changing all the time. Most of my life, I've been referred to as a he, him. Mm-hmm. So, like, it doesn't bother me that much. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of nice when people ask me what my pronouns are. Yeah. If you think I'm a he, him, like, that's totally fine. If you want to use a they, them, that's also fine.
Do you find that some people assume that gender fluidity is the same as being non-binary?
And there are people out there that identify as non-binary and gender fluid at the same time. Mm-hmm. But there are also people out there that identify as non-binary, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's not fluid. They're always non-binary.
I think the gender fluid, just like the way that it fluctuates and it can go any way or the other, is what makes it an important difference. Yeah. Not just like sticking to one like set or like a couple.
Right. So you feel like non-binary is set as non-binary.
Yeah.
While gender fluid is anything in between without ever really ever being set. Mm-hmm. Does gender fluidity have a spectrum?
Lots of times people will say, oh, I'm a man.
Right.
And this is who I am. And they'll hold that very dear to them. Mm-hmm. And anything that negates that, they might have a big problem with.
Absolutely.
But I would rather write the script myself rather than fall into what's already been written for me.
Society trying to keep you in a box.
If that's how you like to put it.
That's how I love to put it.
No, I would love you to put it that way then.
If there were some kind of magic button that allowed you to change your visual appearance to match exactly how you felt on the inside at any given moment, would you like want to use that?
100%. Yeah, I would be like Mystique from X-Men.
You would just be like, boy today, girl today, non-binary, in between, everything androgynous.
Yes, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds amazing. Where is this? Where do I sign up?
Get a shirt with like an LED panel on it that says male today, male right now, female right now.
Oh, that's what you meant. Wait,
I don't know. Mission to make that happen.
Yes. Let's do it.
Is there anything in particular that could affect which gender you identify with at any particular moment?
Like, obviously, when I'm out in public and I have to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it would just really hit me, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a moment where you have to make a choice.
It's more so that it, like, reminds me what my biological gender is. And I always use my biological gender restroom. Sometimes I would feel like immense dysphoria.
Yeah.
And it would really suck.
Yeah. So you get to the door and you see the logo that says male and you're like, I don't know about that.
There was this one time when I went to the bathroom and I saw the sign and I was like, oh, right. Like that's me, right? Oh, and I go in there. And I just started crying. Like,
oh, really? It really hit you?
It really hit me, and I just couldn't stop crying. It was really awful. I guess it's kind of like you wanting something, but not knowing that society is not gonna accept that. And that makes me feel really alone.
Pro Luxray wants to know what identifying as a man might feel like rather than a woman. Is there something within you that just knows, or is there anything specific that you think of?
It's like borderline trans feelings, because that's how I got so confused, is that you just don't match your body the way that you see it in your head or the way that you feel like it should be. So for me, it was I should have a deeper voice, I should have a flatter chest, and that's that.
The way that I know is through getting gender dysphoria.
Can you explain what gender dysphoria is?
Gender dysphoria is not feeling comfortable in the gender that you were born. I get gender dysphoria around, body hair a lot of the time, shape of my body. And that's just kind of something that I've had to learn to deal with, because if you don't do anything about it actively, it's going to anyway take its course.
I was just talking to my friend. I was like, okay, so you're going to Italy
with your friends.
You're going to Italy with your friends.
With friends, okay.
And you're getting on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And you're really excited, right?
Yeah.
Plane takes off.
Uh-huh.
And then you look around and you're like, wait, where are my friends? Wait. And then you look at the sign and it says it's going somewhere like completely different.
Okay.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong plane.
So it's like a panic.
It is, yeah.
I'd be like, get me off this plane. I need to go where I was trying to go before.
Yeah. Sometimes I would have like really bad panic attacks, or I would have, Sad thoughts.
I went through a period of my life, like for 4 straight years, where I was getting panic attacks daily. So I know that that feeling doesn't go away entirely, but all you can do is feel like you have it more under control. Is that how you feel?
I think so, yeah. I think I understand my identity a lot more than I used, like,
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning.
Stick wants to know if you feel that gender is fluid in all people, but we all feel more of a sense to identify with just one because society has kind of pressured us into feeling that way and, you know, enforcing that our main purpose in life is just to reproduce as men or women.
The binary, the gender binary, it was constructed for a very specific reason. There was a time in human existence where a man and a woman came together to make a family because, and they would have sometimes, you know, 10, 16 children.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know that the next generation would even make it. People would die all the time. We're in an interesting time where there's enough people where our existence going forward is at somewhat of a secure place, maybe.
It's not all about procreation at this point.
The way I see it, there's a lot of us, and I don't think that there's any immediate risk of us being wiped out anytime soon. If somebody doesn't want to live that kind of life, they shouldn't be pressured to do so.
Do you think more people would identify as gender fluid if there were more, if there was more research and understanding of what gender fluidity really means?
I think so, yeah. I think a lot of people don't even know what being gender fluid is. It's really hard for me to find, because like when you go online, you can find the trans community, you can find non-binary community, but you don't really find a gender fluid community.
I think that binaries as they exist are helpful for knowing which freeway exit to get off at, for picking what size clothing you wear, for picking the red pill or the blue pill, if you will. But when it comes down to it, I think that fluidity as an idea speaks beyond just one or two, zero or one. I think that if people could have more of a fluid mindset when going into any interaction, then they won't hang so tightly to their identities and who they think they are.
Does being gender fluid affect your sexuality?
Like a sexual preference is, you know, being like gay or straight or like, for example, I'm pansexual. So like, I really don't care about gender.
And yeah.
The difference is like one is what you prefer to see in a person and then one is you and how you feel and how you present to the world.
Has being gender fluid ever affected any of your relationships?
I was in a relationship last year. This person was very much in love with who they wanted me to be.
Yeah.
But when it came down to it, couldn't accept who I am. You know, people will say that they're accepting of LGBTQ people, but you get enough drinks in somebody and they'll say some stuff that...
Do you feel comfortable saying what they expected of you?
Yeah, they wanted a man. They wanted an eventual child. And, you know, I'm just not in a position where at least at this point in my life, that I can give that.
How do your friends and family feel about you being gender fluid?
I feel like it's the hardest for people who haven't like grown up in an environment like that. Like I grew up within a really open household and my mom has been a lesbian since I was 2 and I had a drag queen for like a stepbrother.
A lot of openness.
Exactly.
It might not necessarily have influenced you to be a certain way, but it allowed you to be more comfortable.
Yeah, not be scared about it.
Yeah.
And like not be afraid to talk to my family about it and let them know what's going on.
A very few of my friends know that I'm gender fluid.
Yeah.
I don't even think my family knows, except for my mom. I think I've like talked about it with her, but I don't think she fully understands what I meant. I think she just thinks I'm trans.
Oh. Do you think this video is gonna help clear things up with your mom and your family?
I don't think so. She doesn't speak English.
Oh, okay, got it. What's something you wish you could say to people who question if gender fluidity is a valid form of gender expression.
You. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Valid though.
I would just ask them to put themselves into somebody else's mindset who may think that it is a valid form of expression. Mm-hmm. To have a sense of empathy for a moment. I think that the more we can learn from each other's experiences, the more we can release ourselves of our own prejudices. And once that happens within somebody, mm-hmm. they can realize how much they're actually missing out on.
All right, you have 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into camera. Go!
Follow me on Instagram at DaiHiramatsu. Also, check out my YouTube channel.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel and go follow me on Instagram and Twitter at XXKSenpaiXX.
Find me on Instagram at YesVidal, and all of my music is under Videl, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, what have you.
I can beatbox. Do you want to? Oh my God.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Gosh, you want to rap?
Yeah!
Oh, let's do it. Are you ready?
Okay. Sitting down with Daya, learning about gender fluidity, so you better subscribe if you know what to do to me.
Press a like.
I don't know how that made sense, but it rhymed a little bit.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Of course.
Feel like I understand the wondrous world of gender fluidity a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just this much. After spending the day with these gender fluid individuals, I've come to understand just how nuanced and complex gender identity really is, and how much courage is required to stray from our culture's traditional views. In a society in which we tout freedom of self-expression, shouldn't we strive to educate ourselves about gender in order to truly understand those around us and encourage self-expression? See you later, bye guys.
Presleki.
To be on kind of like the OG VR chat back in the day, like IMVU, I would frequently be a female character. Mm-hmm. And that's how that world interacted with me. Or, you know, maybe somebody's gotten RuneScape married before, you know?
Have you ever been RuneScape married?
Absolutely. you click a button and it changes your gender, and then guys give you free stuff.
Oh, that sounds great.
Not that that's anything what being female is like.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.